Evaluation of extended one-shift thermal power plant operations with battery energy storage, implications for cost optimization, emissions, and grid reliability in India. Mandati Pavan, Senior Manager, NTPC. Dr. M. Venkateswarlu, Professor and Principal, SVUCMNCS, Sri Venkateswara University. Abstract. In India, renewable energy is getting integrated into power generation rapidly, which is incurring operational stress on coal-based thermal power plants. Power plant units designed for base load operation are forced to provide flexibility, leading to frequent load ramps, inefficient part loads, and high maintenance costs. The present paper evaluates techno-economic and regulatory assessment of integrating a 75 MW/300 MW BESS with a 500 MW thermal unit operating under an extended one-shift regime. The thermal unit maintains stable output during solar peak hours, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., with surplus energy stored and discharged during evening peak, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. The study evaluates the impact on operating costs, emissions intensity, and system reliability by taking CERC, CEA and NITIAIG normative parameters into consideration. The result shows that despite high upfront costs, thermal integrated BESS can generate value through arbitrage, reduced cycling losses, improved heat rate, and ancillary services. This paper also discusses pathway for regulatory treatment within existing Indian market frameworks. Abbreviations: BESS, Battery Energy Storage System, CEA, Central Electricity Authority, India, CERC, Central Electricity Regulatory Commission, India, DAM, Day Ahead Market RTM, Real Time Market DSM, Deviation Settlement Mechanism VRE, Variable Renewable Energy PLF, Plant Load Factor MCR, Maximum Continuous Rating VGF, Viability Gap Funding IEGC, Indian Electricity Grid Code ICM, Indian Carbon Market Route, Round Trip Efficiency. 1. Introduction. In India, the power sector is getting transformed due to rise in demand, increase in VRE penetration and market-based dispatch. Coal plants' efficiency is getting degraded due to frequent flexible and below technical minimum operations instead of firm load operations. 2. Indian power system context. VRE penetration in India's power sector is reshaping its net demand and operational variability. Coal units are now forced to operate flexibly, incurring inefficiencies and O&M losses. In this context, the present study reframes BESS for stabilizing, flexibility-enabling asset for thermal generation, which was earlier framed for only renewables. 3. Conceptual framework, extended one-shift operation with BESS. This model reframes load following into an extended one-shift regime, maintaining the thermal unit at greater than or equal to 55% load. The BESS acts as a stabilizing buffer, absorbing surplus generation during the 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. solar peak, instead of backing down to 40%, by charging 75 MW, 500 MW unit, and discharging during the 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. peak, reducing ramping, cycling, and mechanical stress. Parameters follow regulatory benchmarks and transparent assumptions. The BESS is sized to maintain greater than or equal to 55% MCR during 11 to 3 o'clock, absorbing 75 MW for 4 hours, 300 MWh, with losses explicitly modeled. 5. Techno-economic analysis. 5.1. Energy arbitrage. Assumption. Analysis of IEX DAM shows consistent intraday price variation reflecting higher prices during evening peaks than solar-rich daytime hours. The assumed DAM price spread of Indian rupee 3.0/kWh is indicative and conservative. Actual spreads vary across regions and seasons. A charging price of Indian rupee 3.0/kWh and a levelized BESS cost of Indian rupee 2.8/kWh are assumed, yielding an effective delivered cost of Indian rupee 5.8/kWh and a peak, off-peak spread of Indian rupee 3.0/kWh. With 300 MWH daily discharge and 10% losses, usable energy is 270 MWh/day. Calculation. Annual arbitrage revenue, 270 MWh times 365 times Indian rupee 3/kWh equals 29.57 Indian rupees crore/year. Implication. Under the assumed price spread, a 300 MWh/day BESS can earn Indian rupee 29.6 crore per year from energy arbitrage. 5.2 Cycling and wear and tear savings. Assumption. A conservative 5-10% incremental O&M burden is attributed to flexible operations. Thermal capacity is considered as 500 MW and BESS can avoid 30-40% of this incremental O&M burden. Calculation. Base annual O&M cost, 500 MW times 30 Indian rupees lakh/MW/year equals 150 Indian rupees crore/year. Incremental O&M due to ramping, 5-10% Indian rupee 7.5, 15 crore/year. O&M cost avoided through BESS, 30-40% Indian rupee 2.5, 6 crore/year. Implication, reduced frequent ramps and cyclings through BESS offsets 2.5 to 6 crore/year in incremental O&M costs for 500 MW power plant, in line with CEA guidelines. 5.3 Heat rate improvement. Assumption, a conservative 5-7% heat rate improvement is assumed, representing a best case for older subcritical units operating at deep part load when shifting from 40% to 55% load. Calculation. For a 500 MW unit operating at 275 MW for 4H/day. Annual energy equals 275 MW, x, 4H, x 365, days equals 402 GWh/year. Fuel spend at Indian rupee 4/kWh is 402 GWh/year, x, Indian rupee 4/kWh, equals 160.8 Indian rupees crore/year. Savings yield 5-7% of 160.8 Indian rupees crore/year equals Indian rupee 8.0, 11.3 crore/year. Implication. Avoiding deep part load operation improves combustion stability, turbine efficiency, and auxiliary power, and thereby yielding savings of Indian rupee 8.0, 11.3 crore/year. 6. Emission intensity reduction. Assumption, in thermal power plant without BESS, the unit operates at 40% load during solar peak hours. With BESS under the extended one-shift framework, output is stabilized at 55%, 275 MW, for 4H/day. Calculation, This assumption corresponds to energy of 402 GWh annually. Using coal emission factors of 0.9 to 1.0 T CO2/MWh, associated emissions are 0.36 to 0.40 MT CO2/year. Implication: operating thermal unit close to optimal load reduces emissions intensity and assumed to reduce emissions intensity by 3 to 5%, which corresponds to an avoided intensity equivalent of 11,000, 20,000 T CO2/year. Interpretation: this represents an emissions intensity improvement, not an absolute emissions reduction. Figure 3. Emissions impact logic under extended one-shift stabilization. The figure illustrates better emission control with BESS 7 regulatory treatment in India. This section situates the proposed thermal integrated BESS within India's regulatory framework, distinguishing between explicit, draft, and case-specific pathways, while avoiding overclaiming. 7.1 Regulated Tariff Pathway, Section 62, Draft and Evolving. CERC draft amendments propose recognizing integrated storage under cost-plus tariffs, Section 62, with provisions on capacity, auxiliary use, and efficiency accounting. If notified, this could enable recovery under Sections 62 and 79, but it currently has no legal force. 7.2 Treatment under existing PPAs case-specific. Integration is not automatic. It requires beneficiary consent, regulatory approval, and rule compliance. Draft recognition does not amend contracts. Adoption remains station-specific. 7.3 Participation in system operations and markets. Storage may provide ancillary services, 2022, support DSM compliance, and participate in DAM/RTM under 2021 rules. Procedures remain evolving. 8 Cost, Benefit Assessment. This section presents a conservative cost, benefit assessment of integrating a 300 MWh BESS with a 500 MWh thermal unit under the proposed extended one-shift operating framework. A 2% annual degradation rate is assumed, and cumulative benefits over N years are modeled using degradation-adjusted closed-form expression. B underscore C equals B underscore 0 asterisk, 1 dash, 1 D, caret N, slash D. Where B underscore C is the cumulative benefit over N years, B underscore O is initial annual benefit, D is the annual degradation rate, 0.02, the term, 1 dash, 1 D, caret N, slash D represents the degradation adjustment factor calculated as 12.85. 8.1 Capital Cost. By using VGF Tranche 1 ceiling, 46 Indian rupees lakh/MWH, and a benchmark capex of 1 Indian rupee and 50 cents crore/MWH, the gross capex 450 Indian rupees crore, VGF 138 Indian rupees crore, and net capex 312 Indian rupees crore. This benchmark is indicative. Actual costs will be discovered and may vary during competitive bidding. 8.2 Annual Monetized Benefits. Calculations already presented in Section 5 has been used. This subsection only consolidates key monetized benefit into a single summary table for life cycle valuation and investment appraisal. When expressed as an average over the project life, the degradation adjusted benefit corresponds to approximately 36 Indian rupees, 44 Indian rupees crore per annum. 8.4 Investment appraisal and financial viability. Table 3, Summary of investment appraisal metrics for thermal integrated BESS. Note, NPV, IRR, BCR, and payback are computed using standard DCF methods with a 9.226% discount rate, aligned with CERC guidelines, 70:30 debt, equity, 14% row ceiling, SBI 1-year MCLR as debt proxy. Note, detailed sensitivity and threshold analyses assessing the robustness of these results to variations in key assumptions are presented in Appendix A. 8.5 Strategic, non-priced, benefits. Reduced outage risk and thermal stress, deep part load operations and ramps will be reduced, resulting in reduced fatigue and extended equipment life. Improved dispatch predictability, stable operation above technical minimum load simplifies operation schedules and reduces balancing complexities. Lower emissions intensity, operating plant near optimal heat rates reduces coal use and further reduce emission rates per MWH. Higher renewable absorption, BESS buffers solar peaks without forcing inefficient thermal operation. Enhanced grid resilience, fast response storage improves local frequency and voltage support. 9 Comparative assessment. 10 Policy implications. This evaluation offers policy-relevant insights for India's thermal power sector, which reflects the emerging regulatory framework rather than existing guidelines. I. Thermal flexibility role. BESS should be recognized as a buffer for thermal power generation, rather than renewable energy storage buffer. 2. Support mechanisms, VGF schemes are to be enhanced for thermal integrated BESS where benefits are high. 3. Tariff clarity, CERC provisions on cost recovery, adjustments to efficiency, and charges is essential for certainty in investments. 4. System planning, including thermal, storage hybrids in adequacy and capacity expansion studies could improve power reliability and lower costs. 11. Conclusion. Due to rapid integration of renewables, thermal power plants in India are facing stress due to cycling inefficiencies, higher O&M costs and higher emission intensity. The extended one-shift operation, 75 MW/300 MWh BESS with 500 MW, stabilizes operations during solar peak by delivering 29.6 Indian rupees crore/year from arbitrage, Indian rupee 2.56 crore from avoided cycling, Indian rupee 8.0, 11.3 crore from fuel savings, 11,000 to 20,000 t CO2 reductions, and positive 15-year NPV, 20.8 Indian rupees crore, with IRR WACC.